Tell me about your parents.
Well, I was born in Vienna in 1931. My mother was born in Prague. My father, I think, was born in Vienna. But he came from a family who came from what was the original Austro-Hungarian Empire. So my grandfather came from Hungary. And we thought of ourselves as Austrians by then. I was quite a happy child. I was an only child. My parents separated when I was about three, I think, and divorced, I don't know, some years later. We left Vienna because my father's family were of Jewish origin, not terribly religious or anything, but Hitler classified them as Jews, and one wasn't allowed to do this, that, and the other, and there were some very nasty moments. About the first year that I was at school, we were turned out of our flat by some, I think they were thugs, I don't think they were official people, who threatened my mother with a truncheon. Our maid, everyone had a maid those days, our maid got between her and the men, but we were turned out of our flat without clothes or anything, went to live with my great-grandmother, I think. And during that time, the maid broke into one of the cupboards, brought some clothes of mine which were available there, and pretended she'd had a burglary. So there were some nice people around as well. But my step-grandfather, this is complicated, my mother's mother got divorced too and married a second time, and the man in my life was my step-grandfather. And he left Vienna around about that time to go to Czechoslovakia, which had not been invaded by the Nazis at that point, to make arrangements for us to go to America.
But he wasn't Jewish.
I'm not terribly sure about this, quite honestly. The family name was Lustig, and that might well be a sort of Central European Jewish name, but I haven't a clue. But anyway, there was no problem about that. You know, he just went to Czechoslovakia, he made arrangements, I don't know what, and he got in an aeroplane, and it crashed over the Black Forest, and everyone was killed. So, my mother, I don't know what she did or what she arranged, but I think a great aunt of mine paid a Swiss to travel out of Austria with us because it seemed safer that we should go with somebody as neutral as that. So, two or three days after my eighth birthday, we left Vienna, waved goodbye to my father's parents, my grandparents, never to see them again. And we were aiming for, don't laugh, Monaco. I can't think why. But anyway, we were. In Switzerland, the